In Belarus, more than 2,000 people have been detained in violent anti-government protests over Sunday's disputed election. Amid the crackdown, the top opposition candidate said today that she had fled the country, and she urged her supporters to stop the unrest. Nick Schifrin has our story.
On the streets of the capital, Minsk, a national uprising after what demonstrators call a stolen election. In response, authorities arrested thousands and shot this protester in the back.
How much longer will we tolerate this mess? I just don't understand at all.
President Alexander Lukashenko says he won more than 80% of Sunday's vote. No international monitor agrees. But overnight, opposition candidate Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya fled to Lithuania and from the Election Commission's offices recorded this video.
I ask you not to confront the police, not to go to the square.
Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya did not leave by her own free will. She was forced to leave.
Jörg Forbig is the German Marshall Fund's director for Central and Eastern Europe. He says the protests will continue, even without an opposition leader, because they're born of Lukashenko's authoritarianism, years of stifling dissent, arbitrary arrests, and manipulated elections.
Belarusians by now are taking to the streets not because they are following Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya. They're defending their right to determine the leadership of their country, which was taken away from them clearly on Sunday.
Today, the European Union blamed Lukashenko's government for the unrest.
The incredible harassment and repression against the candidates, the brutal violence, is unacceptable.
Tsikhanouskaya's forced departure led to a second emotionally raw video.
I thought this whole campaign toughened me a lot and gave me so much strength that I can endure anything. But perhaps I'm still a weak woman. Please, please be careful. No life is a worthwhile price for what is happening now.
Lukashenko seems to be willing to exact any price and accuse protesters of violence.
The police were deliberately hit, so they responded. Why are you crying now? The response will be adequate. We will not allow you to tear the country apart.
If protests continue, if there's even more strikes in companies than we have seen already today, then basically the last resort for Alexander Lukashenko is some form of state of emergency or even martial law.
Lukashenko is fighting for his survival. There's no telling how far he's willing to go. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.